You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I truly understand what people may say. They believe to think how we think is far from okay. But I believe it's never okay to abandon your dreams. And it just so happens that our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. And fall on the floor because I gave it all and have nothing left. See, I'm going to worship until I pass out. See, I can't do worship.
Made me whole, so I'm gonna work.
Drinking no cognac tonight. And we ain't got got no Cavazier. But you know what? I heard the Williams brother said this here. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't want it. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Thank you, Brother Doug. If it can't get me higher than the Holy Ghost, I don't need it. Woo! Now, if y'all really got it, pop your hand. Come here. Y'all say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No, 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 no.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
That's enough, y'all. Don't do it, say.
Don't do it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Good morning, all you beautiful people. Once again, it is 8:15 a.m., 15 minutes after the hour of 8. We are 15 minutes into the show. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I hope you are enjoying yourself already, because I am. This is Wednesday morning. It's a beautiful morning out there. And I hope you are enjoying your morning so far and this great music. Continue to listen. We have more coming your way.
Have some songs we used to sing a long time ago. And if you know, y'all sing along with us. Y'all know we don't sing songs like this anymore. That's what I want y'all to do. The reason why I'm gonna praise you, Jesus, my blessed Savior, cause he's worthy to be praised. Here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. I need, I don't know about y'all, but for looking beyond my faults and seeing all my needs.
about this old world and its sad condition. You know, the world's in such a confusion, it makes me stop and think about my own life. My enemies misuse me sometimes, and a friend deceive me. And I'm so glad that I can always stop and think about the world that my mother used to tell me a long time ago. She said, son, when you get trouble in mind, steal away to Jesus. Son, when enemies are all around you, why don't you fall down on your knees and steal away to Jesus. He said, when your load get heavy, get on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you for taking care of me, oh Lord. He said, Lord, 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 oh Lord. Been better to me than I've been to myself, and I believe I'll
steal away to Jesus.
Oh,
in 1945, the atom bomb became alive. 1949, the USA got very wise. They found that a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. People got worried over the land, just like the people in Japan. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. Sure don't know about the rainbow sign. Won't be water but fun next time.
You know now,
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one seems worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll hit like an atom bomb when he comes. When he comes.
Now don't you get worried, bear in mind, trust King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, joy divine, with my Savior on the line. God told Elijah he'd send down fire from the sky. He said he would, and I believe he will. He'll fight your battle if you keep still.
You know now,
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one's been worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
hey, 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 my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
You know now
everybody's worried about that atom bomb.
Hey,
no one's too worried about the day my Lord shall come.
You'd better
set your house in order.
Well, he
may be coming soon.
Well,
and he'll
hey, my Lord, you know he'll
hit like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
We'll be right back.
It is 8:30 on Wednesday morning for all of you who are just tuning in. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. This is the NFI Radio Gospel Network. This is your host and your new friend, the traveling preacher. I hope that I am sending you some good music to encourage your soul. Be encouraged and know that you are not alone.
forget Dandy. After the Lord was baptized, you know what? He came up out of the water, went up to meet the devil, took time with the Pope, was set up by Judas, brought up to Pilate, carried up to the cross. Y'all don't hear me. Carried up Calvary Hill, raised up on the cross, and then he got up in my life. I say he got up in my life. I say he got up in my life. You know what? He got all in my hand, and my hand looks new. He got in my feet, and my feet did too. If anybody ask me about it, if anybody here ask me about it, you know what I'll tell you. Yeah. Look at somebody right now and tell them, say, he did it for me. He did it for me.
I'm here today to remind you and to encourage you on your way. For Jesus said, whatever you need and whatever you ask for in my name, I'll give it to you. Now, if you don't mind being patient with me, then I'd like to encourage you to bow your heads and help me to take your problems and mine to God in prayer. Our Father, our Creator, our Maker and our Redeemer, we come again in your name, not to worry you, but to say unto thee that we are pleased right now with your love and your kindness that have stayed with us through these many years. And as I stand here right now looking back over my life, I can see where you've been better to me than I've been to myself. And for those that don't have patience to wait on your word, whether they be in a sick room or whether they be in trouble, or whether they're having a problem with their home. It could be a problem on their job. I don't know what the reason could be today, but I do know you said in your word, if man would believe on me and put your trust in my name, whatever you need, ask and I'll give to you. Now, Lord, I want to ask you to give strength to those that laying down somewhere in a sick room. I want to ask you to give courage to those that working on a job and seem like they can't hardly make it. I want to ask you this morning, Jesus, if you don't mind, to hear our cry one by one, not here, but everywhere. Somebody needs you. Somebody right now don't have bread to put on their table. Somebody can't pay a bill. Somebody right now is disturbed. Somebody's in trouble. And I know you're a way maker. The reason I know you can make a way is because a long time ago, you made a way for me when I was lost in sin. When I didn't have nobody to work with. When I didn't have nobody to talk to. You came in my room and you reached down and touched my soul. Great God Almighty. I want you to go in that room right now. Touch that body. Somebody might be in misery. Somebody might have pain that the doctors can't reach. Somebody right now don't have legs to stand up on. Somebody right now don't have hands to wave like I do. But oh, Lord, I know you are able, God. You can hear my cry. Please, Jesus. Please, Jesus. Bless us. Keep us. Help us to love instead of hate. Help us to help somebody. Help us to be humble in your name. Teach us to cry and rejoice when we cry. Now, Lord, great God Almighty, I knew you was coming after a while. Now, Lord, one of these days, I'm going to lay my hymn books down and put away my Bible. I got to come home after a while. When I can't pray no more, when I go in my room somewhere, meet me. We'll sing a new song. Get up early in the morning and sing a new song. Thank God Almighty, I'm free. I'm free. No more sickness. No more shedding.
It is Wednesday morning at 8:45. We are 45 minutes into the show. We are 15 minutes away from the top of the hour of 9 a.m. I know some of you are out driving. I know how traffic can be sometimes, but I have learned when you have some good gospel music on, I tell you, it just seems like that commute is so much easier out there. So I want you to continue to listen to your favorite radio station, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are playing the music that you love to hear. If you have a request for a song or if you have a prayer request, you can call in at 347-215-8049. Once again, that number is 347-215-8049. And the website is NFIRadio.com. Continue to listen, and we're glad to have you.
Oh, yes. I feel touched. Renee, let's let the world know. It's time to get what you've been waiting for. Rescue and use.
Take me higher. Can't hold the fire. memories of what you've done, testimonies of the battles you've won. I searched for solutions and I couldn't find one. So if you don't do it, it can't be done.
I've seen mountains that they said couldn't move. Check in the mail when the bills were due. Never met a problem you could not solve. If you don't do it,
you did for Daniel, close the mouth of my enemies,
and do for me what you did for the woman who was bleeding. Oh,
yeah. Do for me what you did for Abraham and Sarah.
Just joining us, thank you for tuning in. This is the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your new friend and your new host, the traveling preacher. It is the top of the hour at 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. It's something I want to share with you right quick. One thing I've known and one thing I've been saying, and people ask me what you mean about that. I can't give you the meaning of it right now, but I'm going to just tell you this quote. You can have what you want if you are willing to do what you don't want to do. Just think about that and sit on that and chew on that a little bit as you're listening to your favorite gospel music at NFI Radio Gospel Network. The call-in number is 347-215-8049. The website is nfiradio.com, playing all of your favorite hits. Sit back and relax. We're already an hour into the show. We have more great music coming your way.
say, come on.
There's something about the name of Jesus that soothes my doubt. There's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fear. Oh, the name of Jesus. Oh, there's something about the name of Jesus that calms my fear.
Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yes, is this Cream?
Cream.
I was trying to see if I could get, like, a donut wreath made for a funeral of the guy from B103, Frank Ski, he loves cream donuts, and he's going to be the speaker.
And you want a what made?
A crispy, like a wreath with donuts on it. It's for a few, and one of our members slipped away from us.
I don't have no means of putting that together.
Well, if we bring the wreath down there, can you put the donuts on there? Can you assemble that and make it look real nice, put your own touch to it?
I don't know, ma'am. We can do whatever we can try to do whatever we can do. That's an unusual request.
It's what now? What kind of request?
I said that's an unusual request. This is a donut shop.
That's what I know. And we want to do something. What we was going to do, we weren't going to take the wreath to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
We was going to give that to the speaker.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Or if you would just dip the whole wreath in the glaze and use something like
When are you supposed to do this?
Well, this is supposed to be done in 2 days. See, if you can make the wreath out of, like, some greens or some lettuce or something that's edible.
No, ma'am, this is a donut shop. I don't have anything like that.
That's what I understand, but we want donuts on the wreath, but we want the whole wreath.
Why don't you bring it, let me look at it, and I'll see what we can do.
I got one more question.
You got one more question?
My sister's child is trying to get her off drugs. And we just trying to encourage her by giving her a job where she won't be on the streets. And some of her teeth came out, and she got one in the front. Do you think y'all can give her a job down there snapping holes in donuts?
We got machinery that does all that, ma'am.
Well, I seen her do it because she did it to some of the biscuits that I made, and they look like donuts, but they biscuits. And I said, you can get a job down there, green.
No. creams, everything's done automatic. If you bring that reef by, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Okay, now I need you to dip the whole reef down in the glaze, and we're going to present
no,
that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
that'd be unsanitary, and I'm not going to do that.
Well,
bring it by here, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Listen, I clean all my greens before I cook them. My greens ain't nasty, sugar. I use mustard and
that
garlic.
Doesn't matter, ma'am. That's unsanitary. I will not do that in my glaze.
Well, can
you bring
take
it
the
by
glaze
here,
out
and I'll look at it and see what we can come up with.
Okay, then.
All right, then.
What's your name?
My name is
Okay. How do I get down there?
Don't you know where cream is in West End?
In where? That's down there by the Everton's Funeral Home down there.
No, ma'am.
So that's not...
I'm down near the West End Mall.
The West End. Is that down there by Six Flags?
Yes, ma'am.
So
right
I go...
off on I-20, right here
so
on the
I go like
Avenue.
I'm going to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right down here by...
Can somebody come pick me up?
Who gonna come pick you up?
I just need if you could send somebody down here, because this has been a death, sir. This is serious, and we got to start helping our people.
Ma'am, there's no one here to come pick you up.
Uh-huh.
People that work here, they don't, I doubt that they're going to come. They don't even know where you are, probably.
Well, I was going to give them the address. Well, can you come get me?
No, ma'am.
When you get off, can you come get me?
No, ma'am. Where are you?
I'm down here. You go up Peach Street. And you take a left and take that to North Peach Street, and you take the first left, and that'll put you back on Peach Street, the third house on the right.
Your best bet would be I'm right here on the model train line.
Excuse me?
Your best bet would be taking Marta. I'm on the train line.
Baby, Marta ain't got no car, baby. Marta car had wrecked his car 2 weeks ago.
No, man, Marta, city, Marta, the bus line.
Marta don't own, baby, listen, you ain't trying to understand what I'm saying. Marta wrecked his car. Now, that's Susie's youngest boy, and I know that for
no,
a fact.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm talking about the city itself. The
he don't
system.
Own nothing in this city, baby. He stayed with his mama. You talking about Marta Williams?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about the Marta train line.
Marta got a train line. He ain't
the
paid no rent.
For the state. For the state. It's got a train system.
I know he with the state, baby, because he just got out of jail. He did a lot of stuff. He make tags. He don't own no train line, sugar. Is you crazy? I'm sorry.
Should I feel so discouraged? I want to know why should the shadows come? Tell me why should I feel so lonely, so lonely, and long for a heaven and a home. Jesus.
Baby, I want to have a little touch with me. Come on and put your hand together as I sing to you a little bit of my song that said to you, you need the hope to his hand. Nobody but God's unchanging hand.
Stand, oh Lord, build your hopes on Can I say it like this? Hold on.
Just tuning in. It is 9:30, an hour and 30 minutes into the show. You know we are here, the morning show at the NFI Radio Gospel Network from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is your host, the traveling preacher, your new friend, playing all the great gospel music that you love to hear. This great Wednesday morning at 9:30, we have more for you. Sit back and relax. Take it easy. Tap your toes, clap your hands, and enjoy praising God.
Put a roof over my head, got the on my seat back. Stay listening. I'm satisfied with you.
45 on this beautiful Wednesday morning, 45 after the hour of 9 o'clock. We are 15 minutes from the top of the hour of 10 a.m., which would mean we would be 2 hours into our show in the next 15 minutes. So keep on listening in. This is NFI Radio Gospel Network playing all your favorite hits. And I want you to know one thing. God loves you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Continue to enjoy.
walking in the favor of God. Listen. I'm walking in the favor of God. His grace and mercy has brought me this far. I will believe all his word says about me. Lack and poverty is not my destiny, 'cause I'm walking and I'm living. I'm walking in the favor of God. Come on, sing.
I'm walking in the favor of God.
His grace and mercy. Thank God for me.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
My toes is gone, Lord, 'cause I'm hard without the keys from some of the money, Lord.
Is this coming emergency room registration?
Yes, is this 911? 'Cause two of my toes fell off.
Excuse me?
Two of my toes fell off.
When?
This morning. I think they're gone. I'm scared to look down there. I can't feel them.
Are you bleeding?
I don't know.
Well, honey, you need to call 911.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I just need you to help because I called 911 and they put me on hold. I just want to know why did they fall off.
Well, honey, you're going to... Who's your doctor?
Jesus up on high, Lord. Yeah, Lord.
How do you know they fell off?
Well, they just feel like they fell off. Maybe I was sleeping on my leg or something, but they don't feel like it's nothing.
Well, have you looked to see if they're on?
I'm scared to look.
Well, honey, you need to look. Look and see if they're on.
Baby, I can't see that far. My sight, man, I can't see
that. Where are you sitting? Are you sitting in a chair?
I'm sitting on the side of the bed.
Okay, just put your foot up on the side of the bed and look.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Yes?
I'm going to have to call my grandson in here to help me. Hold on here.
Okay.
Rufus! I don't know. They might be in one of my church youths.
Honey, who's your doctor?
I don't have one right now.
Are you bleeding?
No. I'm not.
You're not bleeding?
No, I'm not bleeding.
Okay.
I think they're in my... My church shoes.
You think they're in your church shoes?
Will it go back? Hello?
Ma'am, hold on for just a second. I'm going to let you talk to a nurse. Hold on.
Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Hey, honey. When did you miss your toes?
This morning. I just don't feel them. And they might be in my white church shoes.
When's the last time you wore your white dress shoes, honey?
I wore them to church Sunday. It went.
Sunday. So you think you might have been, but you're not bleeding. Was your toes different, honey? Were they rotting away?
They wasn't rotting. They was. It had got big, and I woke up this morning, and Lord, they gone.
Okay, but yours didn't start turning black and shrinking.
Hold on, let me look.
Hello.
Hold on, let me look.
Honey, what you looking at?
I'm trying to see if I can see my toes. I'm trying to see the ones that's left. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Ah!
What is the problem?
I want my toes.
Well, honey, I can't. I don't have your toes. Now, look.
Can you come and shake my shoes if you hear something in them? That means they in there.
You want me to come and shake your shoes?
I ain't looking for nothing since the Easter egg hunt. Yes, if you can come over here and shake my shoes.
No, honey. No. We don't make house calls. No.
What?
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Catch the wave, 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's All the Way Live right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us simply by going to our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or join us on our website at NFIRadio.com. keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one wanted station in the world. Hello, somebody.
Cooking with grease. Now help me light the fire. It's quartet music, and it's...
It is for the hour, 10 a.m. on this wonderful Wednesday morning. I am so grateful to be here. Thank you for joining me. It wouldn't be the same if you weren't riding this Gospel Express with me. And I want to let you know something. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Think about that. And enjoy the rest of this music at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We have one more hour of this gospel train that's coming your way, so I want you to enjoy it. Call a friend. Text a friend. Let them know to tune in to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and they will be blessed.
Yes, Malachi, that's tried, trusted, and true. You know, they've been around a long time. Back then, they... The slogan was, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me in tithe and offering. Bring all the tithe. See, it was long. It was real long. It was written in stone, too. It took them 8 years to make it. Tried, trusted, and true. Back then, Apostle Paul was just starting to write second book of Corinthians. He was about 68 years old. They tried, trusted, and true. In the case of the rapture, it's how that song says, I'll meet you in the rapture. In case of the rapture, and you still need some music and you still here, just go over to the R&B division because they'll be over there. All right, I'm just kidding, You got to give people the right information and trust them with it. I am here to celebrate my friends, Melvin, Doug, Henry. Those are my friends for real. We've been on tour together, and I love them. They told me a special story. I'm sure you don't know nothing about this, but they told me a special story. And said, Melvin was saying, Melvin was walking downtown. And he saw this homeless dude. And he was telling everybody about Jesus. But nobody wasn't listening. Because it looked like he was like, you know. He said, because of what I got, I'm not all on the gram and everything. Nobody wants to listen to me. And then he said, it touched him when he said this. He said, I'm just a nobody. Trying to tell everybody. I found somebody who can say, that's what he said, didn't he? I'm just a nobody. Love of Jesus.
my guitar for y'all to say it with me.
Found
somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm just a nobody. You know what he could do?
Say,
oh,
say,
say
your soul.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Say,
say. When I was 12 years old, I'm going to bring out my quartet roots. My mother was taking me home. She was mad at God because her husband, my father, my stepfather Ray, died at 32 years old with colon cancer. So she stopped going to church for 2 years, but one day she said, Freddie, we're going to go back to church because you need to know the Lord and the pardon of your sins. You're 11 years old. And it's time for you to get yourself together because one day the Lord is coming back in the rapture. And I said, Ma, what's the rapture? She said, that's when the Lord is going to come back. He's going to take everybody that loves him and know him. Freddie, our sins put Jesus on the cross. And I didn't know nothing about all that. And she talked to me. She said, well, next Sunday we're going. I went into the house and I was pricked in my heart at 11 years old. So I went and found the most holy place in my house that I knew, that I saw, that I witnessed, which was my mother's bedroom. And I kneeled down beside that bed. And if you knew anything about Mama, you don't go in her bedroom. And I kneeled down on that bed. And I started crying at 11. And I said, I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know I nailed you to the cross. And I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know I pierced your side. And I'm sorry, Jesus. I didn't know I nailed your feet. I didn't know I did this to you. But let the blood flow down. Let the blood flow down. Let the blood flow down on me. Because I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me lift it.
Da da da. satisfy me. He is God. Satisfy me. You did the thing that God satisfied me. You just satisfied
with the way I was.
Satisfied
with the way I was.
Satisfied, yeah.
With my life.
Well, if it's satisfied, then everything is all right. Mr. Lee Burns, come help me sing this song. Mr. Lee Burns, come help me sing this song.
Is God,
yeah, yeah. Can y'all give Lee Burns a hand?
He is God.
Yeah,
yeah.
He is satisfied
with the way I walk.
Satisfied. No.
Satisfied
with my life. Well, if it's satisfied, then everything is all right.
Well,
my. And he is God.
Is God.
Yeah.
Satisfied with me.
Wait just 1 minute here. Now sometimes I wonder in my mind. I know that the Lord's been good to me. And you know he's been real kind. Every now and then. I ask myself, when nobody is around,
is God
satisfied with me? When I've done all I can,
is God
trying to help my fellow man?
Satisfied with me.
When I've gone all out of my way, y'all,
is God.
When I get down to the close of the day, I want to know.
Satisfied with me.
Y'all do something, make me feel better here. Hey!
Is God.
Can I get one witness here?
Satisfied
with me. With my walk, with my talk, with my life.
Is God satisfied with me?
Can I let him say that just one more time? Just one more time. Put it on the floor.
Mr. Lee Burns.
Look at somebody and say, it was nobody but God. Come on, I need y'all to put your hands together on this one right here. Now, this thing got that little groove, so I need you to move your head, you know. It's watch night. Let's go. Well, watch day, whatever y'all call this. Let's go. Every time.
Beyond my dreams, but it don't mean nothing. Life's not good as it seems. Love and riches, what do they really mean? They may come and go, but you will never leave. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure, all our joy is in you. Just want more of you. So save your treasure. We find our pleasure in you. You are a reward. Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift. I'm thankful because you are a reward. Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
God, we're destined for you. Like we need air, like we need water. But most importantly, we need your presence. So save your treasure.
We find our pleasure. All our joy is in you.
And your right hand are treasures and pleasures forevermore.
So save. We find our pleasure in you. You are our reward.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I'm thankful because
you.
Oh, your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
I give you praise because you are reward, and I'm thankful.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
My hands are lifted because you. I give you glory. I give you honor. Give you praise.
Your presence.
Your presence is a gift. It's a gift.
Your presence is a gift.
Having you.
It is plenty.
That simply means you're more than enough.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia,
California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
you don't have nothing.
You don't have nothing if you don't have Jesus.
For he means more.
For he means more than all this world can give.
For he is God.
For he is God.
Yes, he is.
The God of our salvation.
Tell me, what did he give you?
He gave his life that you and I might live.
your heartaches and pain. Just keep faith in God.
Bye. Just passing through, yeah. never lived this lonesome road.
It's not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to bear a cross in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks to travel, a few more mountains to climb, yeah, before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes while on this journey I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, they do that. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear, there's a few more tears to shed down here. Oh, I hear the Lord say, welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
to praise us right where you are, to clap your hands and give him a loud praise, and let's send the glory. God, we bless your name because you are awesome. There is nobody like you. You get this praise. We give it to you, Lord. Fuck this.
I will lift my hands in victory.
High God, we praise your name.
From the north side,
Gloria,
to the south side,
Gloria,
from the east side,
Gloria,
to the west side.